hurry, we can have a good, quick agenda.
Get it done before they get here?
Yeah, get it here while we're more effective. Gentlemen, you have a copy of the agenda, Mr. Baker?
Yes, I have one recommended change, that we move items 5 and 6 under myself to follow grant request.
We'll make sure you put a good day in, Susan. Does anybody got any problems with that?
I make a motion we approve the agenda for Sussex County Council for September 16th, 2008, as in printed form, 7 days in advance, and 5 and 6 one behind grants.
Second.
It's been moved to second that we approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Pardon me?
No problem. Mr. Dukes?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion passed.
Make a motion we...
We don't have any minutes.
Don't have no minutes?
No.
We're not approving them.
You didn't open your packet, did you?
Yeah, I opened the packet.
You're just using the rules are so effective, okay. Correspondence, Jim?
We got 3 items of correspondence. A letter from the Mission of Hope thanking council for a grant to the Seaford Mission of Hope. A letter from the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware thanking council for a grant to the Laurel Boys and Girls Club annual fund campaign. A letter from the Moms of Rehoboth Beach area thanking every sponsor, supporter, and supporter of the Touch a Truck 2008 event.
And Mr. Robertson also would like to...
Mr. Robertson would like to address council.
Gentlemen, sort of a somber note, and I hate to do this to start off the meeting, but as council I think knows, my mom passed away on Labor Day, and my dad and I just wanted to express our thanks to the county council for sending flowers to the funeral. It really, really meant a lot to me and my father, so publicly thank you very much.
Thanks, Vincent. Thank you. May everything go well for you. Dave?
Yes, the first item we have is a proposal from Artesian Company regarding wastewater. And why don't you go ahead and introduce everyone? Okay. Hi,
good morning.
Good morning. My name is John Thader. I'm Vice President of Operations for Artesian. And we want to provide a presentation to the council this morning outlining how we perceive a public-private working relationship can be the most effective solution in really dealing with some of the wastewater issues along the shore in Rehoboth area and as we grow in Sussex County. With me today will be the primary presenter, David Spaight. He's our CFO. Diane Taylor here, our president and CEO, will also be here for questions, along with Rodney Wyatt and Brian Carbaugh, who provide a technical inside expertise, and Peter Bosnick from GMB, who is helped us lay out the presentation and has a lot of experience with working in the Sussex County area. So without any more ado, I'll turn it over to Dave.
Thanks, John. And good morning, all. Thank you for having us here this morning to lay out what we believe to be a cost-effective approach to resolving some issues along the coast as it pertains to wastewater. I'm going to be speaking about Artesian's Northern Sussex Regional System and tell you a little bit about the players here. Artesian has been around for well over 100 years. We build, own, operate system water systems, wastewater systems. We're currently providing service throughout northern and southern Newcastle County, parts of Kent, and a large part of Sussex County as well. We operate wastewater systems in Middletown as a partnership with the town of Middletown, 2.5 million gallon a day station. They are a wastewater facility and another smaller facility at a golf course. We have partnerships with other municipalities as well, Delaware City, and others down through the state that we work cooperatively with. Newcastle County, we also are working with to bring certain wastewater plants online as well. We serve well over 260,000 customers throughout the state now in water and wastewater. And we are committed to serving our communities. Most of the officers live in Delaware in our communities that we serve and are active participants throughout the state. We're working with George Miles and Buehr, who, as John had indicated, had brought together some of the presentation you're going to see today. They've done work for Dewey Beach. They were the engineers on the Dewey Beach Water and Sanitary Sewer Districts, the Henlopen and Acre Sanitary Sewer District, and the West Rehoboth expansion of the Dewey Beach Sewer District. So they have a lot of experience in the wastewater area. We brought them on as a partner to help us here, and Pete's here for questions as well throughout the program. And we're going to go a little bit about our concept today. This is a concept proposal, and then we're going to open up the floor for questions. I do have presentations I can hand out to you so that you can refer back to them when we get to the question and answer period. Why are we here today? Well, it started when Rehoboth was looking for a solution to its wastewater issues. They're looking to get out of the inland bays and have several alternatives to look at. We're part of the solution, we think. We've offered up a proposal. This is a piece of that proposal. They've issued an RFP. They want to address the consent order. They're requesting land application alternatives, and they're looking to dispose of about 1.5 million gallons a day. Okay, and we know that Sussex County is responsible for about 35% of their cost right now associated with their disposal system today. They're looking for land alternatives because spray irrigation has shown tremendous benefits in terms of preserving the Delaware watersheds and waterways and reclaiming water for beneficial use, recharging aquifers, etc. It's also to protect Delaware's drinking water supplies along the coastline. We do have saltwater intrusion. This is a way of putting our natural water back in the ground rather than putting it out to the oceans. Okay, so we're recharging our aquifers, and we're providing wellhead protection. As you know, in the state, they talked about the wellhead protection using spray irrigation as a way to do that. And we're going to be, in terms of alleviating drought in Sussex, using some of this water for beneficial use in terms of spray irrigation for certain crops. If we and when we propose to Rehoboth what we are going to do per their RFP, per the specifications, the basic plan would be to take a line directly from Rehoboth to Artesian's facility through an equalization facility. That could be a reservoir or other pumping facility to get the wastewater to the Artesian treatment facility. This would go through the county's current service territory and directly to Artesian's current service territory. We don't think this is the most economic approach. It's a duplication of services that we believe, services and equipment that we believe is available today. But this would be responding directly to the RFP proposed by Rehoboth at this time. They needed a pipeline that meets 10.2 MGD on an instantaneous peak, but about 3.4 million gallons a day on an average day yield. Okay, so it's a rather large pipeline, and again, we can go through the engineering later on and during the question and answer period. We think, though, the more economical approach is to assist Rehoboth through developing a partnership with Sussex County and optimizing their infrastructure, your infrastructure, and building new infrastructure to handle the wastewater from Rehoboth. And that's what we're going to propose here today by taking Rehoboth through Wolf Neck, the regional wastewater treatment facility that currently has some of the what I would call equalization capabilities there, and allowing Pump Station 210, which happens to be what I would call the linchpin for allowing the county control where wastewater goes. It has wastewater coming into it. It could have wastewater coming into it from Wolf Neck and then pumping it up to Artesian's facilities. We think that's a more economical approach. It does cut out the additional equalization and the separate line going through the county's operations. This is a picture of the area around where the pipeline would be. The pipeline in red to the, I would say, to the east and north of Artesian's current territories. The green reflects Artesian's currently CPCN, wastewater CPCN territories. And our northern distributions, our northern Sussex Regional Wastewater Facility is denoted there in the gray to the north. I'm showing here about 1 million gallons a day supply that we're committing to the Elizabethtown development, which is also in this area. We also have a commitment and a contract with Georgetown providing 1 million gallons a day of service through a pipeline up to the northern regional system. And then we have about 1 million gallons worth of supply in this area here, or excuse me, treatment in this area that's going to be sent to the Northern Regional Wastewater Facility. Artesian currently operates several other facilities. In this area to the south here is Stonewater Facility. And then in, and I'm going to try and nail this a little bit closer, here is our Heron Bay Facility, serving developments that are both in the Inland Bays region here, but before the some of the treatment requirements were required there, but we're treating to the current standards in those both those facilities. We have another facility at the Beaver Creek development, which is right around in here, and then there's a proposed treatment facility here at the Island Farms site. We have the we have a permit for building a plant there, and we're currently in the design phase and are moving forward towards building a plant in the Island Farm area. So this area here will be largely serviced by those four systems here. And these systems up here would then be serviced by the Northern Sussex Regional System. This is a layout of the treatment facility itself. And in red here, you'll see that this is where the treatment facility is going to be. The yellow and green denote the spray fields that Artesian currently has. It's about 1,700 acres. We have an option for an additional 1,000 acres. The key ingredient here is the testing that the Artesian has done so far. We know that these grounds can take up to about 7 million gallons a day today based upon a 1-inch loading. Now, DENREC allows a 2.5-inch loading on these grounds, but we know that these grounds can take just a 1-inch loading, 7 million gallons a day on the current properties. The additional 1,000 acres will give us the ability to go up to over 10 million gallons a day based upon the current testing that's been done. We have preliminary approvals there on the site for the treatment facility, and we know that the ground is capable of taking the spray that we're going to be sending to it. That's key ingredient here in looking at the available capacity then that we have to offer in this area. And I show here the additional available capacity with the line to Wolf Neck. We're really looking at the treating of the Rehoboth wastewater and the potential to help Sussex County handle some of its current needs and future needs in that area should it desire to work in a partnership with the company, thereby saving some of the capital costs that are projected in this area. And I'll talk to that in a little bit. But it also will help manage the excess flows there that are coming through peaks and valleys during the times of year, the summertime, when you have peak use in that area. And we believe we can do it at a much lower cost than pumping it to the Inland Bays. Here's a diagram, a pictorial of how we believe the line will be run. Rehoboth to Wolf Neck in the red. You have a purple line there that's really the flow optimization between the PS210 and the Wolf Neck. In other words, the county will be able to take inflows from 210 and send it to Wolf Neck if needs be, or vice versa, from Wolf Neck back to 210. 210 would act like a modulating that would send flows up to Artesian's wastewater facility. All our numbers here are based upon 2 million gallons a day right now. The numbers that I'll be bringing up to you are based upon about 2 million gallons a day going to the Northern Sussex Regional System that we've outlined. Here's a pictorial of the land planning in the Bay Area there. All the Sussex County Planning Districts, you'll see that our Northern regional facility there is to the north. The Inland Bays area roughly runs along Route 9 here, out to the bays, and then down to Millsboro here. So you can see that most of this is in the Inland Bays here and out to there. Both of the treatment facilities that exist today in the county are actually in the Inland Bays as well. This is in the Broadkill watershed outside the Inland Bays. So it would address the Rehoboth situation with getting out of the Inland Bays in terms of a discharge area. This is a pictorial of what our treatment facility would look like. There's obviously variation, but we're using this facility to take our treatment to a higher level, a very high level of treatment that would address the. Sorry, let me get back to my notes here. To the pollution control strategy that is set for the Inland Bays area. This will actually set the treatment process to a level that would equal that which is required in the Inland Bays. It's not required in the area in the Broadkill, but we're going to actually be treating to that standard. The Wolfneck facility, as we saw in the comprehensive plan, has a practical capacity of about 2 million gallons a day. It was built to handle 4 million gallons a day, but the spray irrigation limits that ability today. It has a planned expansion of up to 3 million gallons a day, but has a projected future shortfall of about 2.7 million gallons a day. And again, it's really largely a limitation of the spray fields today. The benefit of using our system is that, first, we don't have any discharge to the inland bays. It's an excellent site for lagoon systems. We don't have to bring in dirt. We have about 10 to 12 feet of separation between ground and groundwater. So there's plenty of rooms to build the lagoons that we need for the treatment. And it's not in the Inland Bay pollution control strategy, but it's designed, as I said earlier, to meet that strategy. And again, it allows us another opportunity to support Sussex County's systems. Not take them over, but support it. We will be taking as a bulk treatment processing center. The county would still handle its own operations within its district as it stands today. We have a phased approach. Phase one would be building a 4 million gallon a day treatment station that would handle our Georgetown commitment. It would handle the commitment to our areas in northern Sussex County while allowing about 2 million gallons a day for Sussex County treatment. Again, that's what I referred to earlier. This is all based upon 2 million gallons a day. Phase two would come down the road. It'd be about 3 million gallons a day treatment capacity when needed. It'll also help us address 1 million gallons a day in that general area, but again, allow 2 million gallons a day for excess flows from Newcastle County once Sussex County, once building and development catch up with the plan. The cost, and these are based upon our current estimates, are $45 million for the phase one and $20 million for phase two. That cost takes into account all that would be necessary to bring it out of Rehoboth through Wolfneck and to Artesian and treatment and disposal. Okay, that's $45 million. Of capital costs. 2 million gallons a day of treatment available for Sussex County. We estimate that the capital contributions would be split ratably amongst the parties that are benefiting. Right now, we view Artesian putting in $15 million towards the treatment and the transmission lines that are needed there, and then $30 million being split between Sussex and Rehoboth, however it sees fit. The additional 2 million gallons a day, which supposedly would be for Sussex County, would come from their contribution at a time when it's needed and not before. The ownership of the infrastructure will be, as I indicated before, up to the county's service territory today. They would own the infrastructure. Rehoboth would more than likely own its own infrastructure within its city limits, town limits. And then Artesian would own the line from the county limits to its disposal area and its treatment facility, and would probably use those lines to add on some of the other additional customers that I had referenced earlier in the presentation. The timeline. Well, we've already begun building the station. If I didn't say it earlier, I was remiss. We're building this station. It will be online by 2009, regardless of whether we move forward with the Rehoboth solution or not. We have developments in the area that we're going to be serving. We have the Georgetown commitment. So we have an agreement that's executed right now in 2006 that locked up the 1,700 acres for our use. So that is in our asset list. We also have the conditional use permit that was granted last year in July. And DENREC has approved the site selection and evaluation as of January 10th. The contract with Georgetown was signed this year, and the facility design is currently underway. We believe that we will have disposal capability by September of 2009. At the end of the day, it comes down to cost, and what we estimate the cost based upon a 2 million gallon a day flow from the county would be about $684 per thousand. Obviously, that's at today's cost and at today's estimates, and it's based on cost of service, which means that we're only charging the county its proportionate share of the actual costs that are coming from the facility to treat, to trans, transmit and dispose of. If you apply that to the average number of customers in the West Rehoboth area, that's 17,000, it'd be between $300 and $350 per EDU. If you added that then to the additional fees that the county assesses for transmission and collection on it based upon an 84-foot lot, which is the current average out there, which it would be about $391, total being somewhere around $700 per EDU, cost all in for wastewater service provision to that to those residents. We also assume no additional debt service for the county in these numbers at this time. Artesian solution is a phased alternative, as I indicated before. It provides three times the current capacity that's available today at Wolf Neck. And it's an efficient use of what already exists. The county already has the Wolf Neck facility that can provide equalization and a modulation facility at PS 210. And it would manage those excess flows through the facility at Wolf Neck, including the Rehoboth, and pump it north to the Broadkill rather than to the inland bays. Rehoboth would actually become a customer of the county, not of Artesian. This would all be done through the county. The county would control what came to Artesian. We think it's environmentally responsible. We're in level four where we're treatment, so we're preserving open space in the county. All that green and yellow area is all preserved ag land. It would be for our spray facilities. We think it also is a good resource, or a recharge of the aquifers. It's preserving those resources. And it's there. We're there to serve. We will be there in September of 2009. And it'll be there to serve other needs, such as Eastern Sussex and other regional needs in Ellendale, in and around Ellendale. Our facility is right there. In summary, we think that the long-term environmental it's a long-term environmental responsible solution. It provides a most cost-effective initiative, and it eliminates unnecessary ocean outfall. And we're preserving the inland bays recharge area capacity. We know that the county has other facilities there that it's going to be treating other wastewaters and other growth in that area. We think it preserves that capacity. And that's all I have for today. I have a number of my colleagues here that are much more technically sound on the proposal. Again, this is a concept, so I want to be clear about that, that we're open for questions, and we've put the engineering together, and Pete's here to answer questions on the engineering section of what's been provided. And for your benefit, so I don't have to go back through your slides, we have copies of those slides here.
Thank you.
And I'll just open up the floor for questions and jump in.
Can I ask what our engineer thinks about it? You want to ask what our engineer thinks about it?
That's what my thoughts are. I mean, I'm not technical enough to understand this, but I think we have people on our staff that are. Right. We have consultants that we pay also, right? Sitting together because you may be working. Is it possible then, Mr. President, that we hear from our engineering department and the consultant?
Yeah. And then we can certainly.
It's all conceptual.
Hang on a second. Dave's got another hand down.
But I'm sure there's an upside and downside.
The county staff basically reviewed this proposal Friday morning, and we had a number of initial concerns that are that really we feel need to be looked at in terms of evaluating this option. Which certainly we need to look at any option that's out there and every option that's out there that's viable. We had, from a cost standpoint, we are concerned regarding the proposed cost. The bulk service charge or service rate would currently we charge a service charge to West Rehoboth users of $225 a year. For an 84 front foot lot, the total bill is $615. But the bulk rate from Artesian, as noted, could possibly increase that to $300 or $350 per year on the service charge. So we still have the debt to pay on our Wester Hoboth sewer project for pump stations and our treatment facility and so on. So that caused our concern that we really haven't been able to analyze. We don't know what the Rehoboth contribution would be in this scenario yet. We haven't really talked to Rehoboth. We haven't talked to Rehoboth about it other than tell them that we were going to, or this was going to be presented at the meeting today. And then there's some other concerns. Sharing the cost of Artesian regarding the force main, Rehoboth cost sharing, as we mentioned, how that would work out, because that would have a direct impact on how we would charge our West Rehoboth sewer users. Angola sewer cost savings. Currently, we are beginning design for the Angola sewer district, and the plan was to provide a force main eventually from the West Rehoboth area to Inland Bays. And so one of the things we were going to do is oversize that force main. So there's some savings there that West Rehoboth would share in that would be lost if we decided to go a different route. We'd like to see some more support in terms of cost numbers so we can compare different aspects of this to what our estimated costs are. And we're not we have some questions regarding how an agreement with Artesian would work. Would the capital cost and the bulk service rate, would that change over time, or how is that? I know the Public Service Commission might be involved in that too. We're not real clear on how all that would work. The county may have to prepare to go this route. Another item was the county may have to prepare an RFP from a legal standpoint. The county does have an investment in land at the Inland Bays area, as previously noted, and our estimated capacity there is 13 million gallons per day versus what was talked about is 7 million gallons per day here. Another concern is the Rehoboth plant, or City of Rehoboth RFP is requesting a plant rated for 3.4 million gallons per day. Our Wolf Neck plant, probably maximum capacity today, I think, is 3.1. Plus, there would be, in this proposal, we envision some additional flow from the West Rehoboth area would still have to go to the Wolf Neck plant because of the way, just the geography of it. So those are some of the initial concerns we have. You know, it certainly is an option. I think Mr. Izzo would like to make a remark.
Mike?
Yeah, I have a real practical reason why it doesn't work for us. If you recall, we came to the council in June, and we talked about these various alternatives. And at that point, I said that we had a fork in the road that we were going to hit in the summertime, where we needed to determine which way the Wolf Neck flows were going to go, because if we were going to go to the Inland Bay plant, we had the Angola force main under construction, and I've given you a map of that. And basically, Angola Regional Pump Station is here, and it's going to pump out to the Inland Bay's plant. And what we saw is the opportunity, if we chose the Wolf Neck to Inland Bay force main routing, when we get to this point right here, all of a sudden, Wolf Neck and Angola can can share that force main. So all of a sudden, even if we just split the cost 50-50, we have Wolf Neck paying for 50% of the cost of this portion of the run, and we see a savings of up to $1 million to the Angola Sewer District users by choosing that routing. Now, we've moved forward with that design based upon the decisions that were made in June, and I'm going to be bidding that force main around the first of the year. We're going to put it out on the street, and we need to do that to meet the schedule that we proposed to the Angola Sewer District users. Now, City of Rehoboth is going to open up their RFP on September 24th, and they're even talking about extending that. I was at a meeting last night, but they have up to 6 months before they have to award that. So it could be as late as March or April before they even make any decision on the RFP, because in the interim, they're meeting with ocean outfall contractors and trying to compare costs. Once again, if we wait that long, you know, we're pushing our window out, eliminating the possibility of us meeting the Angola schedule that we projected at the referendum. And again, if we went another direction, there would be another $1 million that the Angola Sewer District users would have to pay.
Now, Mike, when you say the decisions, these decisions were made back in the summer, when you talked about the fork in the road, you're talking about our decision, right? When you brought
right.
it to us?
When I came before right. the council in June, you right. gave me a direction.
That's right. Okay, I remember that.
That direction.
Okay.
You know, when we set up our design for the Angola treatment system, or for the Angola transmission system, the share of the forks made.
Okay. When we made that decision, then that gave you the authority to go and do certain things and spend certain money and hire whatever. So what we heard here today now would be deviating, a major deviation from that directive we gave you a couple months ago?
Yes, it was.
Well, basically, I have a couple questions. I want to back up further than what George did. We're doing this a few years ago. We entered a 60-month study of the northern sewer study. And where are we at on that now? Because, you know, how long before that's going to be completed? Because this is another option on the table, and the whole thing's going to come down to, you know, we want to try to get out of the bays or the ocean outfall, but again, that's my opinion. But it's all going to come down to dollars to the end user, and that's going to be a big concern that I think people have. So how long before that northern study would be done?
We pretty much have done as far as the concept. We're filling in the details as far as line sizes and the like. And the other thing to note is that we actually have more acreage that is closer than the Artesian proposal. We have 2,300 acres, and it's 3 miles closer than where we would have to pump for the Artesian. Again, I'm not seeing how the cost is going to shake out from that. The other thing is, the West Rehoboth users bought and paid for that wastewater treatment plant. They've paid for the upgrades that we've done in the last 10 years. And for, you know, just to flip around and all of a sudden they're pumping their wastewater to another location and having to pay for it to be treated and disposed of, and then the city of Rehoboth is going to enjoy the benefits of that Wolf Neck plant. That, you know, I don't see how those numbers shake out either.
It sounds like there's a lot to work through to before any decisions could be made anyway.
I think, George, did not interrupt you. I think today is just basically informational because it really, I think the point here is that they're going to, if I'm not mistaken, they're going to give a presentation to Rehoboth sometime in the near future. Is that correct? I think they've talked. And, you know, if for Rehoboth, it certainly has to come on board before on a lot of this, I guess, it would certainly to make it work anyway because – but we are 35%, is that right, Mike, of Rehoboth? That's correct, right?
That's
right.
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 Break it up. Mike, on the...
go ahead, Dan.
Okay. That study that we've got done, you said almost completed. How much do we have in that study to date?
Cost-wise? Susie, I don't know if you have those figures. I mean, we had approximately $1 million into the study, but it was doing a lot of different things. It was looking at inland bays. It was looking at Wolf Neck. We used it, you know, a lot of that planning money will help benefit us for the layout of the Angola Sewer as well as Herring Creek and Oak Orchard. So it wasn't all just for the regional wastewater plants.
Is that what it's going to cost us, approximately $1 million?
That's how much we had under contract.
We haven't spent. We're under budget.
Yeah,
still
we're under
that.
Budget. We haven't spent all that money. No. And it was set up on an hourly basis, and we have not spent it. Mm-hmm. But
a couple of years ago, that
different
was
work items, like a portion of that study, again, of that $1 million, we looked at Ellendale as well, and we also did some studies for Slaughter Neck and Prime Hook Beach because they were interested in wastewater, and it turned out they opted not to pursue that. So I would have to break down the different costs and tell you if you're interested in how much we spent looking at Inland Bays and Wolf Neck. I just would have to pull the contracts and give you the breakdown.
But in this has been going on how long? 2 years?
2 years.
And they still don't have a plan?
Well, I think we do have a plan, and that's why we're able
to we had the plan,
but, all right.
proceed with. We were able to pass the referendum in Angola based upon that study, and we're able to do the district expansion in Oak Orchard based upon that study. We're able to give developers in West Rehoboth answers about, because the way the system was originally designed, if you think back, in 1996, the system was designed based upon these existing zoning and not what ultimate zoning could be. And we all know that we see a different level of development in West Rehoboth than we do now. So what we were able to do is, during this two-year period, give all the development that was going on answers of what they would have to build. So there was a lot of beneficial information that was gained from that study.
But
and allow projects to move forward.
Isn't there a possibility that Millsboro will need capacity? I mean,
Millsboro has their own plan under construction, and they've told us within the last couple of weeks they are negotiating on their own spray site.
So they won't need any extra capacity?
Not from us.
I got another question. We've heard an option today, and say that option is not considered and we continue with the direction you're saying. What happens up my area, say Broadkill, Lincoln, Broadkill Beach, Prime Hook Beach, East Ellendale, Elizabethtown? For sewer, will they have to do a whole different regional plant for that and cost the users more than trying to do something now?
Well, I have to take them one at a time. Okay. Broadkill and Slaughter Neck, we met with both areas. Right. And the community's opinion was that if sewer was brought into that area, it would change the nature of their area. So they would rather deal with their failing septics and cesspools than sign on to a central sewer system. Of course, that was 2 years ago,
right?
And they may have changed their thought now. We could revisit that. But in the interim, we don't have any plan.
They like the neighborhood.
Again, we're looking at, with our, most of our North Coastal study, was looking at this Inland Bays area and trying to get sewer and eliminate septics. That was the whole purpose of the plan that we performed. We're trying to eliminate existing septics that were impacting the Inland Bays. We were able to get Oak Orchard done. We took 1,000 septic systems out of Oak Orchard. We're working on Angola. There's 1,500 to 2,000 there as well. And, you know, so we're looking at all these areas. Ellendale was the other area. We studied it in the North Coastal plan, but we can, by working in the Western Sussex plan, we're able to figure out, you know what, we can locate a treatment facility halfway between Greenwood and Ellendale, and those two small communities can benefit from that plan. And I just received a letter from the town of Greenwood that asking us to move forward with that proposal. And I received that within the last couple of days.
Mike, on the okay, I'll go ahead.
One other question, finalize my part. In the event, whatever direction you take, and we were talking here today about a public-private partnership, I guess you would say at some point, if it was perfect world and today it was awarded, say, to the county, how long would it take to build the plant facility to get up and running? If it was private, public, public-private, how long would it take private to get it up and running?
I think we can move every bit as quick. We own the land. We do the same hydro geo test that they've done. They've had their conditional use for a year, it was mentioned, and they haven't submitted a design to DENREC since that conditional use was approved. We can move every bit as fast because we have the facility. We have the land. Again, that's land that's one reason we made this decision in June. It was felt like the West Rehoboth Sewer District users and the Inland Bay Sewer District users had bought this land, and it was better to make use of land that was paid for by the sewer district users than to do the regional ocean outfall.
Of the 2,300 acres that we own down in the Inland Bay, Mike, I know probably some of it's good, some of it's not good.
If you have large land right. mass. But
most of it's be able to spray whether. Ant, you got any questions?
Hey, I got another question. On this handout, Mr. Baker, mm-hmm. you said the proposal without contribution for Rehoboth Flex a rate increase in the service charge. Are you referring to if Rehoboth goes ocean outfall, then they would not be participating with us?
No,
they're not expecting to. They're not expecting to come in and we pay for the whole thing, are they? I mean,
right. That's what I was trying to point out, that we do not have it. We haven't talked to Rehoboth about this because without any contribution from Rehoboth.
Well, we're 35% of Rehoboth's outfall, right?
Yes, we're about 35%.
Why would they not pay 65% of the cost?
Okay, well, the $300 or $350 in that on that item, it just refers to the charge that we would receive on an ongoing basis from Artesian for treatment at $6.84 per thousand. I think they had And that was based on like 120 to 140 gallons per day for typical users. So we were just comparing that just to our service charge rate that we charge in West Rehoboth of $225. So just doing some initial, very rough, you know, calculations, you know, just that alone, without taking into account any other additional costs the county would have for pumps and all that, that we would be maintained, and that's what we were looking at.
Well, it seems like to me that this whole thing is, as far as the county is concerned, is hinging on what Rehoboth does.
Yes, that's true. Right.
Well, I mean, if you know, as long as we've been talking, and I know we've had a number of meetings with Rehoboth, you know, I know the mayor's here, but I think we need to give him a drop dead date. If you want to participate, this is the date. If not, we're going to make a decision without you.
We've already done that.
What direction we're going to go in? I mean,
we've already told them what direction we're going in. We made that decision back in.
We just said we were going to spray irrigation.
Yeah.
That was the decision.
I mean, I think we need to look at an alternative if there's a cheaper way to do it. I mean, the bottom line is what Mr. Rogers said, it's going to get down to dollars.
Well, if you compare, Dale, all the money, I mean, I think Mike alluded to a ton of money has been spent just to get to here. Are you just wiping that, all that money we've spent to get to this point off, and just saying from here on, how much is it going to cost? Is it a little cheaper now?
No, I'm sure I'm sure the consultant's going to get paid.
There's a lot of information we need. It's good to have this in front of us, but
there could be other alternatives other than this one. They said, you know, we might have to go to another RFP. There could be somebody else come in and make an alternative.
Okay, I thought we kind of made a direction and gave the engineering department the direction to go in back in, you know, when the fork in the road, we hit that, and we told Rehoboth we were going the direction we were going.
I think we
can't keep changing our mind, guys.
Well, I think spray irrigation is what we said, and because we had the land, but we also, if I'm not mistaken, Dave, and you have to correct me, or Susie, their proposal, you know, in front of us today is $45 million, if all three parties were involved.
Right.
Where if we did it our own, it would be, if we went spray irrigation, is it 60 or 70 million? Is that correct? You know, somewhere next. Is that Mike? Somewhere
well, we have received. We had asked right. for Artesian to give us the numbers so we could compare apples
right.
to apples. They haven't provided that today.
Right, but on the surface, for lack of better words, if you're talking numbers, you know, it's that. I mean, our proposal is around when this ocean outfall was 100 and some million versus, and then.
But that also includes, regardless of whether we have to understand this, even if you divert Wolf Neck Artesian site, we still have to expand the inland bay facility because we still have overworks and Long Neck and Angola coming to us. So that was included in that cost. That's why we need their numbers so I can come back to you and say, yeah, they're proposing their option is going to cost West Rehoboth X number of $1 million.
Right.
This is what it's going to cost our option. So we would need their cost support. Then I can give you a menu and you could see, okay, it's going to cost West Rehoboth so many $1 million. Going to cost Angola $70 million, and that's why we need that
this morning.
And that is true. We need to evaluate the capital cost because if this option is less on capital, but it looks like it's more on the O&M side, we need to take a look at that.
Yeah, because big picture, I realize we charge the sewer district, but. You know, if it's 30 million or, you know, and again, I'm just, it's the numbers we have in front of us. If it's $30 million, that's going to have a huge impact, big picture wise, versus, you know.
And the other thing is, the way this is set up, the county would have to build all this infrastructure. This pipeline from Rehoboth to the Wolf Neck plant, that's not anything we ever
right.
expected to build, so that's additional.
Well, I think that's one of the figures. One of the deals.
You've got to operate.
Well, I think that's one of the deals. I guess my opinion is that's something that has to be worked out with Rehoboth, the way I look at it, because they got to make a decision, you know, when they see the presentation, if that's just the way they go, then do they get rid of their plant? Do they treat their own? Or, you know, there's a whole lot of options out there, I guess, and more so than that.
Mr. President, we need direction. And is this something that we want to give the staff? direction to put time into this proposal, like Dave's time, her time, his time, his staff time, his consultant time?
I guess
spend money, time, and staff, and in X number of months come back with something because he's got a lot of questions, he's got a lot of questions, and they've got a lot of answers, supposedly. So,
well, I think walk in front of Rehoboth, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot. I guess you guys will get the presentation. Is that correct? Is the best of your knowledge from Artesian?
Well, this is totally outside of what we've asked for. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So.
We didn't ask for this.
Okay.
Okay.
There's no doubt, George, as you said, until Rehoboth makes a decision. I think this is where a lot of everything's spinning off. That, you know, one thing leads to another to another. You know, and if it's not, and if you reject it, I guess, then, you know, everybody, we've heard a great presentation and we'll have to reevaluate. But
what they propose, I don't think the decision's in the city's court. I mean, the county is such a huge player in it that we can't make the decision.
Right. Right. I mean, yeah.
Well,
if you got,
I think we would need some conversations with the city of Rehoboth when Artesian to kind of sit down and try to figure things out, because there's a lot of different variables here that we need to, you know, maybe the best thing to do is to try to get that started. And I'm not sure if we need to wait till the RFP is actually submitted or whether we could start at this point.
Has this presentation been made to the city of Rehoboth?
No.
Why don't we just wait and
see
what happens?
I think certainly that's what I said, that we have to wait. Have you guys, anybody else got anything? Yes, sir.
Come on. One is, we have not made
one more time.
We have not made a presentation to Rehoboth yet, because we do think that the most economical way to deal with the issues with Rehoboth is a collaborative.
Right.
I think if Rehoboth goes off and, as their RFP says, do it completely on their own, it's going to be a pretty high cost.
Right.
Work together, it could be lower. We plan to propose both methods when we go to Rehoboth.
Okay.
And just one other, just a quick thing, how the dollars are split up. We agree, the dollars of going to current West Rehoboth customers isn't going to weigh this thing works out. The end users are going to pay for it. Rehoboth is probably going to have a higher bill than the people in the county. Future users of the county who aren't cooked in would probably have the higher use. I would expect that the current customers in West Rehoboth would pay none of these costs that we've discussed today. They would just be split among the users that are using them. And just one other thing, the $45 million is inclusive of whether we spent the dollars or the county spent the dollars. All of the pipes that are necessary to do this project are in there.
From Rehoboth to Wolf Neck?
From Rehoboth to Wolf Neck is in those numbers, and from Wolf Neck to Pump Station 210 are in those numbers, and then up. So they are all in those numbers.
Right.
Okay.
Because 210, the way if I'm not mistaken, after all this coming to a head and everything, 210, everything from Wolf Neck goes to 210?
No,
correct?
That is not correct.
No?
We built another large pump station in the Wolf Neck area, and that pump station will soon be connected to the Wolf Neck plant, and that's going to serve the what we call the northern West Rehoboth corridor. So we have additional flow that will be coming into the Wolf Neck plant that will not go through 210.
Okay.
Maybe what we could do is sit down with some representatives from Rehoboth and try to and then report back to the council and see what Rehoboth's time frame is too, so we can get, you know.
Well, I certainly I agree with
try
you.
Try to answer some of these questions, at least primarily.
I agree with you, because we really, certainly in the West Rehoboth, or the partnership between Rehoboth and the county, you know, has to be resolved first before, you know, which way we're going to go. Whether we're going to take, if Rehoboth choose to do this and we don't want to do that, then I don't, you know, then we need to, are we going to break away or are we not going to break away? And all the, what is the most cost effective way, I guess, is the big bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
Any other questions, gentlemen? Anything else from outside? Anything? Okay. Yeah. You gotta come on up and give us a.
Oh,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to embarrass you, believe me.
Gotta tell us who you are.
It's that legal stuff, you know.
All right, Diane Taylor with Artesian Water. Based on what I'm hearing, we're looking at Rehoboth and the county meeting together on this issue, and I'd like to offer Artesian coming to the table with and make it a three parties here to be creative and try to find the best solution. So I wasn't sure that we were clear on that.
Okay.
Okay.
I think
you.
Certainly we're open to any options. Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much. Have a great day, guys. We'll give you a few minutes to gather up, and then we have a public hearing at 11 o'clock.
No, I know it.
He agrees.
Yeah, sure. We'll be in touch with you.